Oppenheimer Dads quotes Ann Norton, a political scientist, who says, "Subjects are manifold, containing constellations of identities. Each of us has avatars." My guest today on The Poet's Weave is Julia Heimer Dads, who brings her collection of avatars that includes grad student, mother, daughter, sister, friend, community organizer, and disorganizer. Today's avatar is a poet. I'm Jenny Kander. Julia, let's hear your poetic embodiment of life.
When I was born. Gracie Allen says, "When I was born, I was so surprised I didn't talk for a year and a half." When I was born, the world was born, a peculiar place of tongues and tummies and falling stars. When I was born, you were too, waiting here for me, as if I was a train, not on the schedule, but the one home nonetheless. When I was born, this thought was born, the pith of it buried in flesh, waiting for the thumbs of time to soften through, to adhere, striated, layered, and wanting to crack, so that it can be born again out of the ripe perfume of decay. And then there will be another thin stem of when, another when I was born. Collections. This is a world of storms, and we, with our hunger and desire, heat in the cold, cool in the heat, speed to skim the surface and machinery to marvel at and rest our arms, we stoke the storms, dismayed by their ferocity, surprised that they gather our ease into chapters of disaster. In Mrs. Jack's City Museum, a crucified Christ drapes, without his cross, on the wall. His carved forehead inclines at the painful last moment of grace. Somewhere in rural Spain hangs an empty cross. The rich collected Jesus for their pure aesthetic, leaving a congregation to kneel, muscles gathered like darkening clouds, making the sign upon their own bodies. All disasters are local. Soil's usual solace suddenly quivers, then maws, liquefying where we stand. From the pearled eye of the moon, all is well. The grown child shifts in sleep or simply rearranges awkward limbs. In the scavenger's map, the massacre is just one more place to stop. The spade that turns fresh dirt careens colonies into disarray, and our fevers and our flourishing each spell doom or destiny for multitudes, thriving, busy within us. Diamonds flash against the curtain of tonight's one more wishful night. Bright red giants, planetary nebulae, just at the tip of a small child's finger, pointing there to a sparkling apocalypse thousands of years ago. Home. There are doves in the attic, and an old dog sleeps nights in the crawl space. Ants, as small as coffee grains, infuse the counter. Paper holds the ghost of written agreements, as well as the sketch of a woman naked. Even what is gone can be present. Shelter becomes more and more hollow, so that I may notice finally how it is not mine. The ghosts of the only covenant, beauty, pure beauty, and loss, echo upon the page of place.
Today you've been listening to Julia Heimer Dads' poetry on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.